Welcome to the White House Family Spoken Novels Podcast, episode 337. Today we're reading chapter 28 of the novel, All the Bishop's Children, by Daniel White III, with his wife Marika White. Tammy was upset that Rosalind left her hanging for almost 2 weeks. When she finally caught up with Rosalind at her house, she did not spare her words. "Hey, Tammy, come on in," Rosalind greeted her. "Don't you hate Tammy me?" Tammy said, stepping just inside the door. "How could you do me like that? You could have called and let me know you were not going to be there for 2 Sundays, and also that you'd miss our first Wednesday night prayer meeting. Thank God I had gone ahead and prepared a Bible lesson."
"See, it all worked out then," Rosalind said.
"That's not the issue, and you know it," Tammy said. "You did not have the decency to call me and let me know something. That's just been selfish and disrespectful to me and to the others. By the way, I ran into Keturah at the store, and I invited her to visit us one Sunday."
"What did she say?"
"She declined. She did not want to say why, but the little that she did reveal leads me to question your motives, Rosalind. Is there anything wrong with you apologizing to Apostle Dunbar and to her? I had envisioned us joining up with them eventually to have an explosive ministry for women. You ruined a good thing, Rosalind."
"Are we together on this good church thing, or are you siding with Dunbar?" Rosalind said.
"I'm not siding with the Dunbars, or with anyone for that matter. I just believe you should humble yourself, set the record straight, and let's go on if your motives are right."
"What about you helping to set the record straight?" Rosalind said.
"And Coralie, and Gertrude, and Mary Beth, you all were with me on this now. Have you forgotten that?"
"You instigated it," Tammy said.
"You all didn't have to join me."
"Oh, so now you're trying to pass the blame on us. You just wait until I tell the others," Tammy said. "You'll be preaching to only a handful on Sunday, and it won't be at my house."
"Don't go ruining a good thing," Rosalind said. "Give it time, and Apostle Dunbar will see that we're on the right track."
"As far as I'm concerned, it's already ruined. I've had some phone calls from people asking about you stealing members from Pillar of Truth in an attempt to take over that church. Some even insinuated that I knew what you were trying to do and that I was in on it. That's why we all were using my house. Some have told me they will not be coming back to worship with us."
"What do you have to say to that now?" Tammy said.
"Who asked you all that? You don't need to worry about who asked. All I know is this. I do not want my name associated with any part of your scheming. Goodbye, Rosalind."
Tammy turned sharply and headed out the door.
"Wait just a minute. I'll call those people and set the record straight. But you'll need to give me their names," Rosalind said.
"I'm sure you will," Tammy said without looking back.
"You need to set things straight with Apostle Dunbar and his wife first, and that will take care of the others."
"Just give me a couple more days," Rosalind said. "I just got back in town."
Tammy got in her car and drove off.
Dwight called to check on his mother-in-law and found her in a negative mood.
"I tell you what, Dwight, I've been talking to my daughter Eunice from up in New York, and she and her husband are not getting along. Half the time she does not know where he is. I mean, she can't handle life. She wants to come stay with me. I don't know what to do. She's just a basket case. Of all my children, I never thought..."
"Mother, calm down," Dwight told her.
"What's the matter with Eunice now?"
"I tell you, Dwight, I told her not to marry her husband. I smelled trouble coming from him, but she wouldn't listen. He done messed around up there in New York and gave her a nervous breakdown, and now she's trying to give me one."
"Good Lord, have mercy," Mother said.
"I've been asking around, and there's a little yellow house around the corner from me. I'm thinking of getting it for her. I don't even know if I want her here with me until she pulls herself together. I don't know why they never had any children. I tell you, I don't know, Dwight."
"It will all work out, Mother. Just pray to God and ask him to work everything out for Eunice," Dwight said.
"Thank you so much, Dwight," Mother said. "I sure do miss you all and Mama Tess. We just had us a time when I was there with you all. I just don't know about Eunice. I tell you, if she had children, that would help keep her mind off things. But she wouldn't listen to me."
"Mother, don't worry about a thing, and especially about Eunice," Dwight said. "She will be all right. God will comfort her heart. Put your trust in God."
"Rosalind," Dwight said to his wife later that evening, "your mother is a worrywart.
Either that or she's going senile. She talks about trusting God, but she worries her head off over every little thing. That's been the story of her life, Rosalind said. I have more important things to concern myself about right now.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of White House Family Stories. You may purchase a copy of this novel and any other Christian fiction books read on this podcast from Amazon.com. Now, dear listener, please know that God, the divine author of all things, wants to write a great story with your life as well. But first, you must give him the pen by trusting him with the life he gave you and surrendering your heart to Jesus Christ as Savior. Here is how.
1. Accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, "For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." Romans 3:23 reads, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." 2. Accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." 3. Accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." 4. Accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states in Ephesians 2:8 and 9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." 5. Accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." With these facts in mind, please repent of your sins, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and pray and ask him to come into your heart and save you this very moment. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9 and 13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, please pray with me this simple prayer. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. If you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read what to do after you enter through the door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." May God bless you until the next time.